With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You are listening to AVFC Extra, a no-nonsense look at the club we all love. Brought to you by the Claret and Blue podcast. Hello and welcome to Claret and Blue. Today, me and James are here to tell you about our new weekly show that we're launching from next week, the back end of September. James, this is kind of your baby, your project. Yeah. So why don't you tell the viewers and the listeners what we're up to?
So we're going to be releasing a second episode or series into your feed. So if you're doing, you don't need to do anything extra to get this. And that leads me on to the fact that it's called AVFC Extra.
Nice.
A bit of extra, however you want to say it. It's everything extra, Claret and Blue. It'll be a deeper look at things, so we can take the time to kind of get one topic and just nail that one topic, whether it's a fan's story, a match review, a profile of a player. We can go deeper because we've got some amazing guests lined up. We've got people who know their stuff lined up who are happy to come on and us to learn. It'll be a learning experience, I think, for all Villa fans. It might be a bit more thoughtful. We can have like 20 minutes, half an hour, 50 minutes, hour and a half on a single topic, whatever it needs. We can devote that time to a single topic and be thoughtful in that respect, whether it's negative or positive thoughts. We can just give it more time, probably the time it maybe deserves. That we can't give it that in a normal episode. It's not fair. We need waffle in a normal episode. We need the Claret and Blue spice in a normal episode.
Well, there's a few questions that I know that viewers have raised because we've spoken about this on social media. I'm going to be the vehicle for their questions and put them towards you. First of all, does this mean that me and Matt Kendrick are not on podcast duty anymore? Is this me losing my job?
Nope. Every week we'll still be doing our Facebook lives. We still have Ash on, still have me on, still have Matt yourself on. We still have all the usual rotation. This is just, again, it's just something a little extra, a little bit more thoughtful, a learning experience. It'll be covering a lot of bases we can't normally touch. So I think the first thing we wanted to do was have a stats glossary. We wanted to get someone on who knows their stuff to talk us through stats, just give us a brief that it lasts forever. It's an evergreen brief. What do all these abbreviations mean? Why do we care? What's the context of using them, right? I think I want it to be not just match reviews or this normal stuff. I want it just to be, you know, everlasting. I want us to say, build a profile of a player when he arrives. And when he leaves, I want us to have done that for Samatta. And I've done it now when he's going, you know what I mean? We could have looked at the journey. There's a lot of scope kind of doing original stuff. I've maybe even documentaries down the line, we can bring those back in. But yeah, I'm thinking of getting ahead of myself. I think first things first, it's just AVFC Extra. It's extra Claret and Blue, not the usual Claret and Blue, just extra more.
So effectively, me and Matt Kendrick, or me and you, or me and Ash, or you and Matt, or you and Ash, or whatever combination, will be live on Facebook and YouTube after every match talking about what we've just seen with our usual dollop of nonsense thrown in there. That remains the same. But yeah, in addition to that, in the same week, there'll be a secondary episode on the same podcast feed, Claret and Blue, on the same YouTube channel, Claret and Blue, but it'll be called AVFC Extra, Why Tyro Mings is Worth 50 Million, or whatever, as an example. And it'll be an in-depth look at what Tyro Mings offers to the side, what stats he's put up over the last couple of years for Villa, why he's in the England squad, what's his value worth, our club's interested in him, and it'll be purely devoted to Tyro Mings, and that'll be that episode. The following week, it could be FFP, what is Aston Villa's financial situation like? And we'll get a finance expert on, rather than me and Matt Kendrick going, well, financial fair play is in the news this week, we need to talk about it, but we don't really know what to talk about. We'll have a dedicated episode to that topic that week, and that's how we see AVFC Extra going.
That goes to say that, you know, Matt's not going to be on it. Matt, he's going to be on it, and Matt will definitely be on Villa Extra.
Can you imagine an episode of Matt Kendrick trying to waffle his way through stats and analysis? That'd be some of you in that would.
We need to keep the identity that we've built, which is fun, like, and it's a little bit different. But look, there's a time comes when there is like some kind of responsibility. I'm not saying we ain't responsible, but we do need to give a little. We felt for a long time, both of us, all four of us, we felt there can be more.
Yeah.
There can be a little bit more. And we've got the platform to do that. And we've got the guests to do that. And we've got the ideas to do that. So I think first things first, we've got a stats glossary lined up episode. So people can get up to date with all those abbreviations. We want to do a profile on Emiliano Martinez. So we want people to know why Villa has signed him for so much, why he's good. I know we've already had Art from Football London speaking about him, but I want to do more. I want a whole episode just on him, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. We want to get those episodes that aren't like your weekly serial.
Yeah, the weekly episodes that exist now the season's back, to cover the most recent game.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that the AVSC Extra episode wouldn't also cover that same game. If me and Matt Kendrick jump on after Fulham on Monday and talk for 20 minutes about Villa winning 2-0 and it's a bit rushed and we're answering viewer comments and we're a bit distracted, but Villa have switched to a back three, for example, and that's a big tactical change, AVFC Extra next week will be, why have Aston Villa swapped to a back three? And it'll be pure analysis on that formation and that tactic and what worked and what didn't.
When we get a lot of questions, don't we? And we aren't always in the best position to answer those on the spot. It's like people saying, when we were doing one yesterday, a Facebook Live, and someone said, we'll play this player on the left and in the right, and then we'll switch to false nines. And you're thinking, you chucked me a lot there to kind of
answer live then as well.
And answer live. And
yeah,
I'd back us to answer that given time, but we don't have that time. Yeah.
But now if we can devote a full weekly episode into looking into these questions and actually doing some research and some homework for change, we can give some more informed opinions. I've said before with the podcast that you often come out of those, especially the ones that take an hour and a half to record, and you think, I don't really know what we've said there. Like we've talked about Jack Grealish, we've talked about Emi Martinez signing, but what have we actually said? What were our opinions during that? And it's difficult to remember what you've actually said. Me and Matt did an episode talking about whether Jack Grealish would be better centrally or out wide. And my opinion is he's better centrally. But did the stats prove that? That's what this podcast is for now, to go and look at that topic and go, well, Jack Grealish has played X amount of games at left wing and X amount of games in central midfield. What is he actually better at? What stats prove where his best position is? I want this podcast to be almost a learning tool for me as much as anything, but also for fans out there, because I know I'm not ashamed to say that I don't know much about stats and analysis and things like that, because I'm just a casual fan, and I'm sure there's many other people watching that are in the same boat. But this podcast is a little bit extra to explain things and go a little bit more deeper than me and Matt can do live on Facebook at 10 o'clock at night after a match.
It's much for me as well. Like I want when a guest come on, I don't want to have the picture formed in my head. I want to not make it up as I go along. I want to learn. I want to come out at the end of it having learned something, and hopefully you know, everyone who's watching maybe have learned something. So again, it's been a bit more thoughtful. After the match, we all have our opinions after a match, and they can change within 24 hours.
Haven't
gone to sleep. So again, if we're doing match reviews, it's going to be days after the fact when we can actually kind of process it and have that context, because you know, you come out of Villa Park and sometimes people are genuinely furious. So yeah, it's just taking a step back and looking at things, everything Villa.
You know, we often get people level at us that the main podcast, as it'll be known now, the Claret and Blue podcast, is full of waffle. We don't talk about football much in a football podcast.
Yeah, I feel like that's got a bad rep though, because it's just an all-rounder. Like,
yeah, we cover so many topics, but it's conversational. That's the aim, isn't it? Me and Matt are there to chat as mates, as Villa fans, not as journalists or statisticians or whatever. We're there just to chat about what we've seen in the heat of the moment. And we're going to venture down into talking about silly things, because that's just the nature of conversation. Whereas this is edited for a start. It won't be live, and it will be more formal as a guest coming on to talk about a certain topic, a planned episode, rather than just going, the match has happened. You know, what happened? What should we talk about? This episode is purely about James Milner coming back to Villa, and we're going to just talk about that and nothing else. The main podcast, Claret and Blue, will exist in its current format, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, me and Matt Kendrick, you and me, whoever it is, dissecting the game we've just seen in a purely, you know, opinion-based nature. The second series that you're hosting, AVFC Extra, it's more detailed than that. It's pre-planned. It's premeditated. You're going to have a running order. You're going to have notes that you'll refer to. You're going to have structure. Pure football versus, I don't know, fun and games, I guess, if you really want to boil it down. Obviously, we still talk about football on Claret and Blue. I'm dumbing it down a little bit. But if you had to separate the two, one is more serious than the other, basically.
Yeah, like, it's not to say it's fully, like, dusty and old school, but...
Yeah.
is going to have, like, it's just going to have a focus. That's all. It's whether that focus...
Yeah, focused is better.
Whether it does take us up, you know, whether we do go down tangents, because I'm prone to doing it myself. Like, I don't want to sit here and be, like, negative, but, like, I'm prone to going on tangents and waffling myself. So it's still going to be having fun, but with a focus.
Give me a kind of taste, then, of the first few episodes we've got in mind. Obviously, we want people to get their suggestions in. If you want us to look at why the fullbacks aren't performing great or whatever, or a specific thing that's irking you, we'll look into it. That is what this podcast is for. But we, you know, obviously, we want to get it off the ground, so we've got a few ideas to go with first.
Yeah, so I think first off, we want that stats glossary done and dusted, so everyone's got something to refer to when a guest says PPDA. Which I'm not going to tell you what it means because I'm saving that for the episode.
I don't even know. Points per...
Passes per defensive action. So it would be how you measure pressing ability.
Okay. So we need to do an episode to explain what stats and analytics are and how they're used in football before throwing people into the deep end and someone comes on like you've just done and just throwing an abbreviation at me and me as the viewer is going, well, I don't know what they're talking about. You need to have an episode before that to explain what analytics are and why they're used.
Yeah, I think we'd like an episode about financial fair play because there's still questions about whether it exists this year. Do we want profiles on new players? Again, Emiliano Martinez, we want people to know why have Villa bought a new goalkeeper and what does he bring? What does he offer? Want to get pictures? Want to get the old touch maps out to see where he's if he's touching the ball more with his feet outside the box than other goalkeepers in Villa's history over the last kind of 5 years. Just want to have those deeper looks. And I think first off, get the glossary done, get a match review done, get a profile done, and get something about finances done.
And that is the difference between Claret and Blue and AVFC Extra, in that me and Matt talked about Emi Martinez and our analysis was, oh, it's a good age for a goalkeeper. And let's move on to the next topic, because there's people asking questions. We've got to go. We've got to move on. Whereas if we can dedicate a full 30-minute episode to why Villa have spent 20 million on a goalkeeper when we've got Tom Heaton, I want to know why Villa have done that. You're going to be the main host, I would suggest. I'll be on it from time to time. Matt Kendrick will be on from time to time. But it's usually going to be you and a guest who is an expert in their field, perhaps in analytics or finance or kits, marketing, whatever it is, and you and them will chat about a specific topic once a week for the rest of the season. Me and Matt, or you and me, or whoever, will still do our once a week live episodes. So you're getting two lots of Claret and Blue for the foreseeable. You can search Claret and Blue to find us if this is the first time you're stumbling upon us. So we're recording this on the day it comes out, Friday the 25th of September. Me and Matt will be live on Facebook to talk about Fulham on Monday night. And the first episode of AVFC Extra will be with you next Wednesday, are we suggesting?
Yeah, it should be. I think we've got plenty of people lined up who actually want to speak to us about stuff. So,
yeah,
plenty of stuff lined up. Thank you for all your support so far this season. We're only a few games in. There's a long way to go and there's a lot of things to explore. So hopefully you'll be joining me, Matt, Dan, Ash, everyone involved in this journey throughout the rest of the season. So again, thank you for your support. We couldn't have done this without you.
Subscribe to our podcast feed so you don't miss episode 1 of AVFC Extra coming Wednesday 30th of October. Thank you very much for tuning in to this introductory episode and we'll catch you all next week.